So I looked around to see where the light was coming from. I saw somebody turned a light on, but it was brighter than an ordinary light. And as I looked over my shoulder, there was a man standing there. And I don't know what this was, but this was too much for one night. The man started walking towards me, and all the light was coming and radiating out of him. But I was scared of that. I didn't know what to think. So I was going to run. I got up, I went to run, and I slipped and I fell on one knee. On my one knee, I grabbed the bed to get up, and I looked over my shoulder to see if this thing is still coming after me. And it was almost to me. I went to get up, and he put his hands out, stretched them out, and he said, "Peace, be still." When he said, "Peace, be still," a wave came right from him over me. And I never, in all my life, had a feeling of peace or love. I never knew what love, I mean, I was a reject, right? I thought I should be something that should be thrown away. When he said, "Peace, be still," he walked up to me and his love came over me. I was looking down. He had sandals on and it was a big scar in the middle of his foot. And he had it looked like a robe he had on. And he put down his hand and I saw a great big mark and a scar in the back of his hand. I looked up at him and I said, "Who are you?" And he said, I'm your savior. And when he said that, I thought, well, if we saved something, because they used to fight about money, putting money in the bank. I thought, well, he's going to take me and put me someplace. I said, "Save me from what?" He said, "I'm the Lamb of God. Come take away the sins of the world." I didn't know what else. I never heard any talk like that before. I didn't know what that meant, but I thought, if you say so, that's all right. Look into his face. When you look at him the way I saw him, other people have seen him different in different ways, but when I looked into his face, he looked like every man. I could see a wise man and a foolish man and a smart man and a strong man. In fact, the more I would look at him, I could see everybody in him. But above all that you could see in him, it was the suffering. And then, above all that was the love that radiated. That's what the light was, the love that came out and radiated the whole room, everything. It was goodness and mercy and love was just, and light and everything was right there. And he took me by the hand, and I grabbed his hand. I remember he sort of a big hand, and he walked with me and he talked with me. And we walked like there was nothing there. And I remember him saying, "It's expedient that I go. If I don't go, the comfort will not come. But if I go, I'll send him to you." So I thought that that meant that he was going to send one of his boys back. But it was some more guys like him around. And he was going to send his guys back, and they were going to come and get me and put me in a bank or take me someplace and save me. The other things he said, "In my father's house is many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you." Everything he said to me was what was written. Well, I didn't know what was written because I never saw a Bible before. There was no Bible in the house. I never heard any. I didn't know what a Bible was. I didn't know how to read or write or anything anyway. So he walked off. Well, with all this he's telling me, I figured this guy's going to come back and send one of his boys back, and he's going to take me and save me and bring me to some place. It must be the place like when I died over there somewhere. So all I remember is waking up the next day, and I never had slept for I don't know how many months or maybe a year before that with all this tormented thoughts going through me. I woke up the next day, and I remember my mother coming out, and she said, "You were having nightmares or talking in your sleep again." And I said, "Yeah, I was talking to Jesus." And she says, "Oh, you must have been talking to that Catholic lady across the street." I said, "No, you know, Jesus. Jesus, the Lamb of God." And I'm telling her what he told me. And she kept on saying, "Oh, you're talking to the priest, or who've been talking to you?" And she didn't get it. So I went to the Catholic lady across the street, and I asked her about Jesus. I said, "Oh, did he come and talk to you too?" And she's telling me the priest, the church, the pope, to this, to that, everything. I said, and nobody could seem to understand, or nobody knew him. But they would say his name, and then I hear people be walking in the street, or people would say Jesus Christ, but they would like swear. And I would go ask them, and nobody knew who they were talking about. And I couldn't make anybody realize that I was talking to them last night. But when I spent that day, I remember thinking about it and trying to asking people, or if I heard some people say God or the Lord's name, I'd go up and ask them, and These people weren't making any sense to me and didn't know what I was talking about.